Episode 124. In this episode, Brian Wrigley, an experienced business advisor, talks to us about networking and what this means for your business. I also give you a little technique on developing new clients on Twitter called the Notice Me Strategy.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and this is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. Hopefully, that's you guys. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn loads of new skills if we're going to be successful. And this blog is here to help, from finance to social media and absolutely everything in between, including networking, which is what we're talking about today. You're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blogger, let me share with you today's technique of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
We all know that making connections over Twitter is an effective way to work towards your career or your business goals, or simply just to grow traffic to your blog. We all know that Twitter works. But what's not always clear is exactly how to make those connections on Twitter. So today I'm going to share with you a very powerful Twitter sales strategy that we've been using in Green Umbrella's business for our clients for the last 18 months or so, called the Notice Me strategy. This is a bit of a secret sauce for Twitter. Okay, you ready? This technique, I guarantee, will drastically change how you use Twitter. It will help you become far more targeted with your network so that you can get more out of your efforts. In other words, it will help you become more productive. So this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about creating your own Notice Me list. What's a Notice Me list, I hear you ask? I know. Well, it's a list of people that you want to notice you. People who can help you get to where you want to be. And this is really important. It's a private list. Please don't put it on a public list, so only you can see it. Most lists are topical and include people who, say, tweet about a particular topic or an industry. But the people that you put on your Notice Me list don't have to have anything in common other than being people that you want to know how great you are. Your Notice Me list could include perhaps, I don't know, the SEO of a particular company that you want to work with, or it might be the editor that you need to pitch to place a piece in your favourite magazine, or perhaps that client that your competitor is providing services to at the moment. We usually put together like a hit list of clients, potential clients that we actually want to work with. These people are all on our Notice Me list. Or perhaps it's just someone else who's just connected to your goals. Whatever it is, though, it's a private list of people that you want them to follow you back on Twitter. Okay? Now, your targets won't notice you just because they're on your list. In fact, you don't even want them to know that they're on a list. That's why you created a private list in the first place that only you can see. So since the list is private, I actually call mine Notice Me. So that's what the list is called. But whatever title motivates you to make those connections that will help you take the next step in developing your business. So just call it whatever you want to. But I say I call mine the Notice Me list. Okay, so you've got a list, you've followed loads of people, or you've followed, I would say, at least 10 people. So you want 10 people to put in your Notice Me list. But then what do you do with it? Okay, so you pull that list into something like Hootsuite, so you have a whole stream saying your Notice Me list. Or you could perhaps, you know, just use the Twitter app and just click on that Twitter list and subtly use it to help people notice you. By subtly, I don't mean beg and tell people, you know, please don't app reply people and ask them to check out your blog. In fact, don't ask them for anything. Instead, help them to think that they noticed you on their own. That's the key to it. To accomplish this, all you have to do is perhaps do a few retweets of their tweets and add perhaps a thoughtful comment so that they know that you're a smart cookie. Do an app reply to one or two of their tweets, or perhaps offer a valuable resource that will help them in some way. Perhaps CC them on a tweet. You might even notice them to somebody that you know and perhaps introduce them in a way. The key is to every now and then is just knocking on that door, just saying, hey, notice me. And you just do it in a subtle way. Perhaps do a Follow Friday for them every Friday. You know, and literally what they've done is as soon as they have noticed you, they'll want to, it's called the art of reciprocation. So basically, if you give enough, they will then start following you back because they think that, you know, you're giving them a lot of stuff. Therefore, all they can do is follow you back. So that's what happens. As soon as they follow you back, they come off of your list and then you add a new person to your list. So you always have 10 people in your list at one time. Once you do all of those things I've said, you know, retweeting and all that sort of stuff, the person will likely check out your Twitter feed. And that's what you want, to have a full feed of information plus an enticing bio that they'll like and they'll see and hopefully they'll follow you back. But guess what happens when they follow you back? That opens the line for private communication via a direct message. So if they're following you back, and that's when you can actually do real opportunities there and you can message them individually. Don't ask for anything yet though. Cultivate the relationship first before asking favours. You need to ask favours at a later stage. Anyway, I'd recommend keeping at least 10 people on your list at all times. And once someone's followed you from your list, take them off your list and add a new person. Just focus as part of your five a day, looking at your five a day strategy. This strategy really does work, and it all starts with your notice me list. So start thinking about who would you want to connect with online and get working on that list.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the platforms are covered here.
Okay, it's now time for our guest blogger to make an appearance. Brian Wrigley has been known for telling it as it is, and this article is no different, as he says out loud what some of us have probably been thinking about business networking and lunches for a long time. Anyway, I'll let him explain. Over to you, Brian.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
This guest blog was read by Kevin Lee Robinson on behalf of Brian Wrigley. One of the most effective ways of growing your business is, without doubt, networking, interacting with other people and organisations to expand your contact base and develop relevant relationships. The more people you and your contacts know, the more people will be likely to become aware of and buy your product or service. To many people, however, networking is some sort of arcane art, akin to alchemy or even witchcraft. But it's really very simple and straightforward. Anybody can do it. You don't have to be Superman or Superwoman or Mr. and Mrs. Personality. And it's not just born salesmen, whatever they are, who are good at it. There are many myths about networking, but there are two in particular that I would like to dispel. Myth number one, networking is just about being a member of a group and going to meetings such as BNI, Chamber of Commerce, Federation of Small Businesses, or a myriad others that you can mention. Myth number two, networking does not work for me or my industry. Myth number one. Network meetings and groups are, of course, very much a part of the whole strategy, but they're only a part of the process, not the be-all and end-all. What is more important is what goes on between the meetings. What you should really be doing is actively building relationships with your fellow members. Stephen Covey in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People talks about the emotional bank account. The concept that every relationship you have has its own account. When you add value to the other person in the relationship, you make a deposit. And when you make a mistake with that person, you make a withdrawal. As long as your account is in credit, you will have a good relationship. But if your account becomes overdrawn, you will very quickly find the relationship likewise becomes negative. Therefore, you should constantly be looking to build up those credit balances. I'm a great believer that the strength of your business is directly proportional to the strength and number of your appropriate relationships. So you need to get to know the other members of your networking group more intimately in order to build trust between you and gain an understanding of what they are actually all about so that you will be happy to refer your friends, family and business contacts to them and vice versa. This doesn't mean that you have to disclose all your personal and private secrets to each other, but you do need to understand what makes the other person tick and what he or she is actually offering their customers or clients. This being the case, every time you're having an interaction with someone, you should be adding to the relationship. Some examples of deposits in networking terms include having one-to-one meetings, attending social events together, In special cases, getting to know their families, introducing them to appropriate other connections, helping them solve a challenge, buying their products or service, suggesting a book or a video that would help, and even just being there for them so you can listen or help if a problem arises. To me, networking is about being able to help people get where they want to be by having a trusted list of suppliers, confidants, supporters and advisors, and knowing where to go and who to talk to if you or one of your connections needs something. Fact. Networking is anything you actively do to build your connections and your relationships. Myth number two. To say that networking doesn't work for you or your business is, quite frankly, nonsense, because if you have relationships, you have a network, and if you have a growing network, you will gain extra business. It is always possible to make new relationships. It's about working to find and build the right network. If you're not getting the results you want and need, the first place to look is at yourself. What are your skills around building relationships? How often do you go out of your way to help someone else? When was the last time you had a meeting and just listened instead of talking? Are you talking to the right people to build your network, or are you just making excuses? For example, if local networking is not appropriate, what industry-specific opportunities are available, such as conferences, online communities, etc.? Do you have strategic alliances with people in different industries who have a similar customer base to yours and who might be prepared to share contacts reciprocally? Success is up to you. Get your skills right, build relationships with the right people, and believe this will work for you. Fact, networking works.
Thank you for listening.
And another great article from Brian. Thank you for that, Brian. You really appreciate it. Joe, he's a keen reader and he's actually recommended loads of books that I read during last year. Probably the most powerful, memorable one, I would say, was one called Wink and Grow Rich. That's Wink, W-I-N-K, not Think and Grow Rich, even though that's a good book as well. However, one of the most powerful books that anyone can read is one that he's recommended in this article today, which is The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. You know, get it, it's read it, it's well worth the investment. Networking for me has been instrumental to the success of all my businesses, whether it's online or offline, face-to-face, you know, you name it, I've done it, BNI, FSB, 4N, NN Connect, you name it, I've been there. Yeah, but I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for networking. You don't realise, but you're always networking. I was even networking at a wedding that we attended last night. You know, it's called building relationships. That's what it's all about. Anyway, thanks again for another fabulous article, Brian. You can connect with Brian and his team on Twitter. Just follow at CoachBrianW or sign up for a business health check on the website. Just go to all the W's, M for mother, P for Peter, growth.co.uk.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
And remember, you don't need to take any notes from today's show, as we do all the hard work for you. To read today's article in full and to check out the links to the networking groups that Brian's mentioned, as well as the books that he also mentioned, all you have to do is visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/124. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care for now. See you again. Ta-da. Bye-bye.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.